For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we're joined this morning by Albert Nocciolino, the presenter at Shays Buffalo, because Shays made the big announcement. Big season, chock-a-block full of shows, big name titles. Welcome, Al.
Hello, Tony. Good to see you. Quote, unquote. Hear your voice. I look forward to seeing you in person, actually.
Well, it's good to see you, too. And this day is long in coming. And not just to see you, but to get a season announcement for Shays. It's a big list. From the list that was already announced, The Band's Visit, Escape to Margaritaville, Anastasia, Disney's Frozen, Tootsie, Pretty Woman the Musical, Hamilton coming back, Oklahoma, My Fair Lady, not a musical, but Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird, huge hit, Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations, and a special engagement of Riverdance. Wow.
How do I get a ticket to that?
Well, if you really want the good seats, you have to have subscribed years ago, I think.
Right.
Shays is very popular, and it's our most popular question. People kept asking us, when is it coming back? But today, my question, how? We're not fully up and running yet. This is as early as September. What did it take to be able to get to the point of announcing a season?
Well, it's kind of a long story, and it's been a long, challenging, difficult road, if you will, for us to find our way to today. I mean, frankly and quickly, when we first shut down a year ago, none of us knew when we reopened. Naively, we thought it might be June. So we rescheduled shows in June. Then we thought it might be September. We rescheduled. And then it became a reality that it wasn't going to happen until the vaccine started rolling out. So after the first of the year, this year that we're currently in, we all as an industry said, okay, we've rescheduled four times. Let's be realistic about this. We got vaccines. The fall feels good with a lot of help from a lot of people who know a lot more than I do, have told us that at the pace we're at the level that we're vaccinating, combined with the herd immunity and all the people who've already had COVID, because we have to remember that as well, that the fall feels like the time that we can get back to gathering together. And we have been very clear, we can only function 100% of capacity. Our economics don't allow us to function at reduced capacity. So as an industry, we made a decision. We're going out, 40 shows are taking off in September and October and going to start touring. It's not just Buffalo, it's Cleveland, it's LA, and it's going to be the route that you would normally see. And look, if something happens and we can't, we'll do with the shows something unfortunately we've become quite good at, we'll reschedule again.
Right.
And we're not going to open unless it's safe and healthy for everyone.
Okay.
Now, where are all these shows ticking?
Well, there are two types of shows, Peter. Those that were already out on the road. And those shows are either sitting in a truck somewhere or, frankly, sitting on a stage somewhere.
What about rehearsals for those shows?
And then you've got the new shows that they'll have to build sets and costumes for. That'll take place this summer. They'll start rehearsing in July and August, no different than they would any other year. The industry has made a commitment, and this is public information, the unions, the actors, the stagehands, the musicians, to all be vaccinated. They will not go on the road unless the entire company is vaccinated. And they would like everybody that they're working with to be vaccinated. So a big part of this equation is vaccinations. Let's not kid ourselves.
Right. When you say the unions, for a period of time, it flipped from equity shows to non-equity shows. What's the status of that now?
You know, there is a combination always of equity and non-equity. It depends on where they are and how many weeks they've toured. They've been out for a while. And frankly, with some of the shows that were already out that we were supposed to play and didn't play, you get some of that transition going on so that they can stay out there. But the majority of our shows are always equity shows, as you know. But it won't matter whether it's equity or not equity. All the companies, all the producers have made a commitment to providing a safe environment for the cast and company and crew.
So this vaccination protocol will apply then to the guy who sells the T-shirts. But everybody connected with the show is going to be vaccinated.
Absolutely. That's the plan. Look, we're in a different time than we were with the NBA when they created bubbles and it was about testing. This is no longer about testing. This is about vaccinations.
Right. For the audience now, 100% capacity, and I got that in my head, that's wearing masks or not, depending upon vaccinations, where we stand at the time?
Absolutely. We're 5 months away from today, and we know it changes daily. It's likely that our patrons will be asked to wear masks.
Right.
I'm not a golf fan, but I was turned on the Masters on Sunday, and there were thousands of people on the golf course, but they were all wearing masks. And everyone can expect that whatever our guidance is from the CDC, from the New York State health officials, from the local Erie County health officials, we will prescribe and subscribe to that, absolutely. But we're of the mindset that going forward in the next 5 months, a lot of things are going to change in a positive way. And we're hopeful, but we have to plan. You just can't blow the whistle in August and say we're going out in September, as you know. So that's what we're doing. And we as an industry are all announcing our new rescheduled dates.
Now, Al, you have a whole other part of your career. Partly you book these upstate theaters, but also you produce new product for Broadway. What's happening in that regard?
So again, it's a great question, and you'll get this as soon as I say it. We have two different business models. The business model for The Road is built on subscription, and we are dependent on some single tickets, but the foundation of the touring industry is subscribers. On the other hand, Broadway is 100% dependent on people buying single tickets to see a show. And of the 14-plus million people that went to see a Broadway show in 2019, 65% of them were tourists.
Right.
So until the tourists come back, we're going to have a different kind of opening on Broadway. What we're anticipating is you're going to see Broadway open in stages. Most likely, and this is just a guess, that the legacy shows, the shows that have been around, those that potentially can subsidize a weekly operating expense, will open first. The obvious ones, the Hamiltons, the Lion Kings, the Phantoms. The other shows, the new shows that were due to open, Six, Girl from the North Country, Mrs. Doubtfire, Sing Street, all those shows have nothing in the bank right now. They don't have a single ticket sold.
Right.
So they will need a period of time to not only remount and revamp, but they're going to have to reboot and start selling tickets for several weeks to get in advance so that when they can open on some kind of a regular basis so that they don't lose hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you'll see that happening, I think, in stages. Also geared to starting in the fall as well.
Right. Wow.
I mean, there are some shows on sale right now. Jagged Little Pill, Chicago. Three or four shows are already selling for September right now.
I'm still curious about getting the show on the road. Let's take the first one, Disney's Frozen. It's supposed to open in Buffalo on September 10th. Where are the actors and dancers and singers right now? What physical stage? Is it going to be in New York City? Or?
Well, keeping in mind, this is a show that was on the road already, and I can't speak for Disney. My guess is they were able to hang on to a lot of their actors who've been unemployed, let's face it. And then what they will do is they will call them all back, start them in rehearsals, make sure that they're all healthy and vaccinated, and then they're probably working on a place right now the tech can rehearse and open the show. Keeping in mind it's April, we're talking about September. If we look back 5 months, we're back in December, end of November. So I'm not trying to simplify it. I'm trying to put some reality to where we are and where we hope to be.
Well, it's intriguing. Al, thank you for sharing with us an inside scoop that we could only get from you. And everybody's asking these questions. I said, I don't know. Ask Albert Nocciolino. So we did.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be with you today.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.